Bexar County's DWI court is relatively new, following a model created by older, established courts across the state. With 6,600 DWI cases pending in Bexar County and only 40 slots in the program, Judge Lisa Rodriguez says offenders must apply to be accepted into the DWI court.
Their community supervision is very different from regular supervision. They're coming to court every other week. They're having a field visit every week. They're seeing their probation officer every week. And, of course, they have a specialized treatment program that they must comply with as part of the condition of probation.
Judge Robin Brown from Harris County, which has more sober courts than any city in Texas, says theirs was a rocky start at the beginning. Now, she says, stakeholders are on board, county commissioners are funneling toll road money into the court, and the program is demonstrating success.
We did have a study done out of Sam Houston State University, which showed that our graduates had, they were 60% less likely to recidivate.
Before the Bexar County DWI court was created, second offense DWI offenders were combined into the drug court. But Rodriguez says best practices show that DWI offenders need a different type of treatment than narcotics offenders. The new court will allow the county to do that, treating only the highest risk offenders who have been diagnosed as alcohol dependent. Eileen Pace, Texas Public Radio News.